If you allow me, before turning to characteristics, I would like to just turn back to a point from earlier today. We agree with all those delegations, including from academia and civil society, who have emphasized that for a comprehensive focus, that a comprehensive focus is needed to fully address the opportunities and particularly the challenges posed by autonomous weapon systems. And in fact, we also have noted that a number of important aspects are missing in the rolling text. But at the same time, we think that you have chosen a wise approach, which is to focus at this stage on some key issues, notably on the characterization, the application of IHL, and most importantly, to get us closer to a shared understanding on prohibitions and restrictions in line with the two-tier approach. So we think this focus currently is really useful. Now, on the characterization, we welcome this focus. As I said, it's really timely and important to make progress this week. It paves the way for greater common understandings and sharpens our conceptual work, and it can help us identify, hopefully, the elements for a future instrument based on the two-tier approach. One important point here, and I think that also relates to your introductory remarks, we would note that characterization is closely interlinked with other elements addressed in the rolling text. And this applies in particular to the elements of prohibitions and restrictions. And we'll have to make sure that these different aspects make a coherent whole. So we cannot just go through this sequentially, but we'll have to keep in mind the overall text. And also, and needless to say, that at some point, hopefully in the not too distant future, when we will move towards actual negotiations of a treaty or a protocol, there might be the need to revisit and refine any working characterization and make it more specific, work on the definitions, which then really relate to the legal nature of the instrument and would articulate with the scope and obligations of the given instrument. Regards to the substance, Switzerland broadly welcomes the draft characterization. It builds on more than 10 years of talks and reflects progress we've made over many years. And in particular, it reflects the progress we made in the last session, picks up the key elements from the ICRC's definition, which we welcome very much. I'm not going to go into details, but rather perhaps observe how the discussion is going. Just two additional points. One, we have to keep coming back to the word lethal. And I just want to put on the record once more that lethality is an effect and not a characterization of a system. Many IHL challenges are much broader than lethality, and we must not limit the considerations to the concept of lethality. And in a way, perhaps this week can also be used to discuss whether we have already a number of paragraphs here in the rolling text, but perhaps there's also room for some additional text, making it clear that the term lethal also includes AWS that are capable of applying force to targets, irrespective of the design or intention associated to the weapon. Just to show that the effect is what really matters. Number of delegations have already talked about the inclusion of nominal human input. We think it's an important point to discuss, and we congratulate you for having put it in here in this text, a text which overall is very focused on realistic. So we really like to have the opportunity to discuss this, and in our view, it really reflects that the human's role must go beyond the purely nominal input. It must have a certain quality. A quality that allows really some meaningful judgment, meaningful control, whatever we call it. It is not clear to us whether the characterization is the optimal place to put this notion of nominal input. It could also be elsewhere in prohibitions and restrictions and regulations part, but that remains to be seen. I'm glad you kicked off this the discussion also. On the part where we exclude remote-controlled munitions, mines, and unexploded, for us that's fine. The fact that the characterization does not apply to autonomous systems that are not weapon systems makes total sense in that there may also be a need for regulation for those systems, not weapon systems, in the future. And probably the standards that would apply to such systems are very different to what we want to see with weapon systems. So it's good if we separate this. And we would also agree that mines, as commonly understood and defined, for instance, in the CCW AP2, would not be covered by this characterization. We should, however, make sure that we do not exclude mines that would be autonomous in their functioning, such as autonomous sea mines or so. And I think I leave it at that. Thank you so much.